Hello guys, so welcome back to the Value Investing Funds episode 2, I guess. This is going to be on the podcast and on the YouTube video as well. So we had a request in our Telegram channel to find a stock for you guys. So I've spent the last 3 hours, basically 3.5 hours, trying to figure out a stock that people can buy with basically no risk. And it was really hard to find a stock right now because it's like so expensive. And if there are any, like they're mostly cyclicals. And we try to stay away from cyclicals because our goal is basically to make sure that we give you stocks that you don't lose enough, because like we don't trade in risky securities. Hum bhi risky securities mein trade karte hain, but the thing is, agar aap apne paise lose kar rahe hain, to it's okay. But agar aapke wajah se kisi aur ko nuksan ho, to it's not good, because people trust us and we don't want to break that trust. So that is why I just wanted to make sure that we give you stocks that are, you know, just there's not much downside and there's a decent amount of upside. So आज का स्टॉक है कांची कारपुरम एंड इट्स स्टॉक इट्स अ कैम्फर कंपनी. सो या सो दिस इज़ व्हाट अट्रैक्टेड मी टू द कंपनी एंड विल जस्ट गो ओवर सम ऑफ द थिंग्स. उससे पहले प्लीज़ सब्सक्राइब कर लीजिए. इफ़ यू हैवन डन दैट प्लीज़ लाइक द वीडियो, प्लीज़ शेयर इट विद योर फ्रेंड्स एंड टर्न द नोटिफिकेशंस ऑन, बिकॉज़ आई थिंक दिस इज गोइंग टू बी वेयर वी शेयर स्टॉक आइडियाज़ फ्रॉम नाउ ऑनवर्ड्स. सो येस एंड ऑल्सो वी विल बी शेयरिंग रिजल्ट्स एंड स्टफ दैट वी थिंक आर यू नो worth sharing. So please subscribe and thank you so much guys. Okay, so let's get into it. So the current market price is 934 INR. That should never matter. As I've said in the past, market cap is the only thing that should matter. 5 year revenue growth, should change karna chahiye isko, 5 revenue growth likha hua hai maine, 27%, which is pretty good. And then PE ratio 6.45, so it is trading at a very cheap valuation right now. And then ROCE is just, that was one of the, that was the reason why I got attracted to the stock in the first place. 66.3% is just unreal. Ye dekhne ko milti nahi aapko generally. This is way too high. So every rupee that they're making 66 rupees on that another rupee. So if they make, say, 1 rupee, they make 66 rupees on that 1 rupee. And the next time, now they have 166 and they're again converting that 166 at 60%. So they've all like, so say you have 1 rupee. You made 66% on 1 rupee, that became 1 rupee 66 cents. And then a 166 is going to compound at 166 as well, which is going to become 2.75. So that is amazing. This is isme flaw hai thoda sa, so I'll explain that to you as well. So just don't, you know, just puri video dekh le pehle, isse pehle aap jaake stock buy karein, kyunki yahan pe thodi dikkatein hain that we should actually discover. And that's why I don't want you to spend, like don't want to allocate a lot of your portfolio into this, because this could be a losing strategy as well. Market cap 404 crores, so it's a small cap. And then debt to equity ratio 0.84%, so there's basically no debt, which is great. And this was one of the reasons why I actually went ahead with it, because if debt hoti to we wouldn't have picked this stock up. Promoter ownership 46.90%, and it's been seeing a growing trend. So that is also something that was one of the things as well that I saw, okay, like we can go forward with this. So why to invest? The company has a cheap valuation, as we said, 6.5 ki PE hai sirf. And the ROCE is something that's that attracted me to the stock that I've already explained. 2021 results were great owing to decline in cost of material expenses. The revenue growth has been good and the promoters have been increasing their shareholding as well. We think the stock can be a really good performer in the mid to long term, which I've already explained to you. Why not to invest? The previous quarter was not as great as the other two quarters due to the increase in camphor prices. So the thing is, now this is what we need to go through as well so that you know what the risks are investing in this company. There, and we are obviously going to go in detail with the risks more than what is the upside, because I think, again, as I said, I don't want you guys to lose money. And if you are someone who's, you know, who is a smaller investor and don't have too much money, I would say stay away from this, because there's better opportunities out there. And that's why I love Globus so much, because it's basically a stock that you won't lose any money. And I'm sure that you'll make a decent amount of money in that one. But like, let's go over this one. The previous quarter was not as great. As I said, the camphor prices went up. In ki jo business hai, it's all dependent on camphor prices. So camphor prices jo hain, agar wo badhte hain, to inko dikkat hogi. Agar crop wagaira kharab ho jati hai camphor ki, to prices rise karenge aur inki pricing power bahut zyada nahi hai. So inke margins jo hain, wo bahut zyada contract ho jayenge. So that is one thing that I think you should, you know, keep in mind. And then okay, so this is not the best idea, but it's one that we think can, for a small cap, can yield some really good results. So ROCE jo hai, wo kafi high hai. Risk jo hai, wo hai isme zarur. I wouldn't say this is a 5-star stock, because this is not a 5-star stock, but it is a 3.5 according to me. And I think you can invest in it if you want. And this is our Telegram group. You should join our Telegram group. It is well worth it. And Let's see, what else do I need to show you guys? Okay, so we had a good experience. Thank you. Okay, there it is. So this is the revenue statement, and I think you should just look at the revenue statement as well. So see, the revenues went down even and their profits went up almost 2.5-fold, and this is basically again due to the cost of materials. So cost of materials went down, camphor prices went down, but yahan pe aap dekh sakte hain is quarter mein the revenue was down about 50% and the cost of materials was up 50%. So again, like, that is the thing that obviously you need to consider. But even though ye quarter inka itna acha nahi tha, us hisab se bhi agar dekha jaye, so the CMP was what, we 980, I think we said 934. So 934 agar CMP bhi hai to forward PE agar aapki aati hai round about 7.8, like 8 ke aaspaas, and I think it's not that bad. Again, it's not a great company, but agar aap isko hold kare 2 saal ke liye, mereko lagta hai ki ye aapko 50% ke aas paas ke returns de sakti hai. That doesn't just excite you, I would say stay away. And if you, and this is obviously a volatile stock, small cap hai, isme public ownership bahut zyada hai, so the stock can move up and down in a very short period of time. So if you are kind of concerned about a 20% decline, I would say ki just stay away, cuz it's not for you. And large caps are basically fairly valued or a little bit overvalued, so there's not much there, and everyone wants multi-baggers because most of our audiences are people who are smaller retail investors, so they're looking for upside returns. Whenever someone says that you can make a decent amount of return, except Globus, again, that is an exception. I don't know how much like it's amazing how much how great that company is and how much I love it. So that's one of the, if you think that you're like risk averse, I could argue you can go 50% with Global Spirits in your portfolio and you'll do really, really well. But if you're looking for these companies where you think you can, you want to make a quick buck, there's a chances of a loss. Again, I'm saying this over and over again, but this is the best risk to reward I see in the market right now. And also another huge thing that is in the favor of the company is the buyback. They're still buying back shares. They've been buying back shares since last September, I think. So I think that is one thing that also kind of pushed me into buying the stock. So again, I just want to say ki be careful when you buy the stock. Again, I would say if your portfolio is over 50, if it's under 50k, just buy probably one share. If you're around, like, don't allocate more than 2-3% of your portfolio into the stock. This could move really quickly because the market cap is small, but it could go down pretty quickly as well. But I don't think if it goes down, it'll stay there, because then the company is going to buy back. If they think the price is cheap over here, I think the price is cheap as well. And that is the reason why I'm telling you to make a smaller position. Don't go, as I said again, don't go too big into the stock, because it's not going to be worth it. So yeah, guys, thank you so much for watching. I guess we should stop the video over here. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you liked it, please like the video, please subscribe to the channel, please subscribe to our Telegram group as well. The link will be in the description. And again, really thankful for all you guys' support. We reached 500 members in a period of 2 months, which is just amazing. I don't know how that happened, but yeah, we're really lucky to have the community we do have. And just again, thank you so much for all you guys' support. Please subscribe, press the notification bell icon or whatever it is if you're listening it on or listening to this on YouTube. If you're listening to it on Spotify, please press follow, or Apple Podcast, whatever you're listening to this. So please, and please share as well, guys. Thank you so much for your support. Really, really, really appreciate it. Take care, guys. Have a good night. Bye.